about 20 minutes, we're going to look again at the new developments, new government documents about the OSS CIA killing Patton and Wine. Just give you an idea how ruthless these people are. But I've got some other issues I want to get into right now. Kurt Nemo wrote a great story yesterday at Infowars.com titled, J. Rockefeller Can't Deny His Connection to Modern Eugenics. Well, the headline could have been, J. Rockefeller Confronted on Eugenics. Now, it is a fact. It is in the encyclopedia. It is mainline history. Any book you get on the history of eugenics will tell you the Rockefellers took the idea from England, funded it in Germany, England, the U.S., millions and millions of dollars in 1900 money. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, all of them, Cold Springs Harbor, USA, they're behind it today. Just a month ago, it was in the news, secret meeting of the rich at Rockefeller University calling for world population reduction. IBM, they funded the creation of IBM and the Hollerith machines and all of it. So Senator Jay Rockefeller, this horrible demon who openly wants to restrict free speech on the Internet and the rest of it, there's a We Are Change video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they've got some of the history of the Rockefellers first from a documentary about the Rockefellers. But let's just cue up to the first clip and then the second clip, guys, in the Rockefeller video. You have it ready? Perfect. Where they're at the Senate office buildings, he's there, they're confronting him, and he's with a group of constituents. He starts leaving, but he talks about another group at Schumer's office. And this is happening. They're asking these people real questions. And he goes, no, I'm not going to talk about Bilderberg, and I'm not going to talk about eugenics. And he tells Luke, you got a lot of balls, boy. You ought to run for Congress. And the guy's like 7'1". So even on his big crutches, like some demonic spider or something, we have to call them out. They operate because we're nice. We're friendly. We lay down to them. We don't have a fighting instinct anymore. We got to recapture that, get that back, get angry, realize this is the enemy, not the brown people in caves. Oh, Homeland Security's for the brown people. Let's kill them. No, it's for us, all of us. This whole system's for us. We got to get our tribalism back. Your enemy is the man on your screen. Put Senator Rockefeller on screen. Here it is.
Senator Rockefeller?
Yes.
I'd like to know if you're aware that we, the American people, are aware of the agenda of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group. And if you could comment on that, please, because very concerning to a lot of us.
You know, I have 37 people lined up right outside Senator Schumer's office, all of them wanting to answer precisely that question.
Well, could you just take a brief moment and
no.
let us...
No, because we're not talking. We're talking about something a little bit
important. Well, something that's so important, it sort of transcends everything else that we're talking about, sir. Could you comment on that, please?
No.
I'd like to know about the Bilderberg Group.
Get yourself some credentials.
Well, we have the
Bilderberg. I'd like to know about the Bilderberg Group, sir.
Well, that's not part of our discussion.
When can we discuss that with you, sir?
Can.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and this is for the senator. This is the scientific group of the nanothermites. Samples of the World Trade Center by scientists from around the world. Basically, conclusive proof that there's an Article 3, Section 3 treasonous cover up going on about 9/11, sir. So.
We'd love to get your opinion on that, too,
Wait,
sir.
Wait, what did you say?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Two families, the Rockefellers and the Osbournes, are particularly significant.
All right. That's where the video cuts into some history they put in. We'll come back, re-air the old piece and the new piece you haven't seen yet. Just the great job citizens are doing. I don't care if you're an Info Warrior group. I don't care if you're We Are Change, an 9/11 Truth group, a Campaign for Liberty group, a local Liberty meetup group. Call it whatever name you want, something catchy. Form an organization. Go out and start asking politicians real questions. And, of course, Senator Rockefeller knows all about this. We're going to come back with Luke confronting him here in just a moment. But I want to commend Stuart, Luke, all the great folks from different We Are Change crews all over the world, all over the country being there. Just absolutely fabulous. Again, the article, J. Rockefeller Can't Deny His Connection to Modern Eugenics, confronted by reporters, is up on the site right now.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky three-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You remember the flesh-eating robot stories? Those got pulled all over the web, Fox News, AP, you name it. We had it printed off. We have the copy. And I want to go over a little bit of that coming up in a few minutes. Kind of the big picture of that. Because it did capture the public's attention. Jaron alone heard two local news stations last week saying, we're searching it. We found the link, but it's dead. Why is it gone? We'll break that down coming up here in just a few minutes. But finishing up with Rockefeller, let's play the first part of that clip where We Are Change is confronting him in one of the Senate office buildings. They say, we want to talk about Bilderberg. No, I'm not going to talk about that with you. See, for years they would say it just didn't exist. Now they can't say that. Now the minutes of Bilderberg have been stolen and leaked where they set up the EU. They set up the North American Union. They're the ones financially raping us. They're the ones that have stolen $23.7 trillion in 10 months, double the GDP, roughly. This is incredible. The GDP is $13 trillion a year, so it'll be double the GDP at $26 trillion. But within 2 months, it'll be well over $26 trillion. So in 1 year, more than doubling the GDP. In stolen money, they hoard for themselves and don't loan out. And they're using the dollars when they have value buying real assets. Later, we get the dollars to pay them back with taxes and when they're devalued. What a system. So here's We Are Change confronting Jay Rockefeller, then we'll play the second part of the clip.
Behind the joke.
Senator Rockefeller?
Yes.
I'd like to know if you're aware that we, the American people, are aware of the agenda of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group. And if you could comment on that, please, because very concerning to a lot of us.
You know, I have 37 people lined up right outside Senator Schumer's office, all of them wanting to answer precisely that question.
Well, could you just take a brief moment and let us...
No, because we're not talking. We're talking about something you're looking at.
Well, something that's so important, it sort of transcends everything else that we're talking about, sir. Could you comment on that, please?
No.
I'd like to know about the Bilderberg Group.
Get yourself some credentials.
I'd like to know about the Bilderberg Group, sir.
Well, that's not part of our discussion.
When can we discuss that with you, sir?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and this is for the senator. This is the scientific proof of the nanothermites that's at the World Trade Center desk
by scientists from around the world. Basically, conclusive proof that there's an Article 3, Section 3 treasonous cover-up going on about 9/11, sir. So
we'd love to get your opinion on that, too,
Wait,
sir.
What did you say?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Skip to the next one. Later in the clips, the second part from another camera angle as Luke gets into eugenics. So here they are giving him peer-reviewed foreign and national studies about explosive thermite in the towers. And that's not part of our discussion. Always compartmentalizing information. Because he can't talk about it. None of them can. They can't even say you're kooks anymore. Because they know folks will go read the studies. He can't deny and say Bilderberg doesn't exist anymore. That his uncle, David Rockefeller, was instrumental in founding with Prince Bernhard and was at the first meeting. And he can't deny eugenics. They say your family set it up and was Hitler's inspiration. Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf thanking the groups he founded. His great-grandfather founded. His grandfather founded. His father founded. Meaning this family is behind it all. This is the cancer research, the putting the cancer viruses in the vaccines. I mean, these are the guys. These are sick, sick, wicked, wicked people. You notice he looks at them like, oh my God, here are slaves that can see. And see, more and more, they can't just brush us off as kooks. They know more and more of us. When he sees 30, 40 people there to confront him, he knows that represents thousands per person. And they're realizing, oh my God, they're on to us. Now, remember, and I meant to print this up this morning, but you can go look it up. Rockefeller funded massacres in New Jersey and Colorado and all over with Pinkerton Security. Famous case where they killed a whole bunch of people in Colorado. They owned the land, the gold mine. They sent in men on horseback, burnt down the whole camp, rode down four-year-olds, you know, with horses, shot them in the back. And that was in the last century. That was in the early 20th century. Famous cases of Rockefeller-funded strikebreakers, Gatling gunning protesters. And then they got in trouble, so they went into this philanthropic mode. They set up NPR radio, PBS TV, everything. I mean, these are the guys. So let's cut back to this monster.
Your family starting the modern eugenics movement.
I think it's time for me to really start moving quickly.
Yeah.
You could just address some of these things. If we're wrong, sir, please just tell us.
No. Go find somebody else to talk to.
But your family did start the modern eugenics movement that Hitler is looking up to. And you don't want to talk about the Bilderberg Group? But what about the Bilderberg
Group? You got a lot of balls. You got a lot of balls.
So the truth is coming out, and there's a lot of us that are aware of it.
I'm sure you know some members, sir, if you're not a member yourself.
President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, Admiral Blair, who I greatly respect, have labeled cybersecurity perpetrated through the Internet as the number one national hazard of attack on the homeland in West Virginia, in America, or anywhere else. So, I mean, it really almost makes you ask the question, would it have been better if we never invented the Internet?
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jay Rockefeller on the dais, on the bench, talking about better off not ever having the Internet. He's trying to pass bills right now to restrict free speech in America. Now, I want to shift gears. We're now going to cover the story of the missing flesh-eating Pentagon robot story. This story from Fox News and similar headlines were all over other news publications on July 14th, 15th, and 16th. This printout is from July 15, 2009, upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. There it is for you on screen. Luckily, we had printed out several copies of this, but you cannot find this article and the few other news agencies that went with the same or similar headlines. Also have removed the headline and replaced it with things like this. Biomass eating military robot is a vegetarian company says. So when you go to the link of where this story was, upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies, you get the story that the flesh-eating robot is actually a vegetarian, say, inventors. Now, let's go ahead and read the Fox News story, the original one. Now, in media, they're supposed to correct the original story but never pull it. So this is a new memory hole system for Fox News to simply completely trash the old article and replace it with the one on your screen that's up there today. Upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. It could be a combination of 19th century mechanics, 21st century technology, and 20th century horror movie. A Maryland company under contract to the Pentagon is working on a steam-powered robot. See, old technology is really good technology. That would fuel itself by grabbing up whatever organic material it can find, grass, wood, old furniture, even dead bodies. Robotic Technologies, Inc.'s Energetically Autonomous Tactical Robot, that's right, EATER is what it stands for, can find, ingest, and extract energy from biomass in the environment and other organically based energy sources, as well as use conventional and alternative fuels such as gasoline, heavy fuel, kerosene, diesel, propane, coal, cooking oil, and solar when suitable, reads the company's website. That biomass and other organically based energy sources wouldn't necessarily be limited to plant material. Animal and human corpses contain plenty of energy, and they'd be plentiful in a war zone. EATER will be powered by the waste heat energy developed Cyclone Power technology out of Florida, which uses an external combustion chamber burning up fuel to heat up water in closed-loop engineering electricity. Yeah, water power is great. That's what nuclear power plants do. They boil the water with the nuke rods and then power things. It's a great system. The advantages of the military are the robot could be extremely flexible in fuel sources and could roam on its own for months, even years, without having to be refueled or serviced. See, roam for months. Perfect. Upon the EATER platform, the Pentagon could build all sorts of things, a transport, an ambulance, a communications event center, even a mobile gunship. In press materials, robotic technology presents EATER as an essentially benign artificial creature that fills its belly with foraging despite the obvious military purpose. Okay, but the issue is, regardless of whether they're designed to eat human flesh or not on the battlefield, or animal flesh or whatever, they are out designed to kill. And let's show folks some of the images of the EATERs. Now, these are the declassified robots. I've talked to Marine Corps armorers and others in development. They say they can't get into it, but yes, it's much more advanced. Just like they, you know, they've had it for 25 years, the B-2 bomber, and they rolled it out in 87. So they've had it since the late 60s. And they already have had swords. In fact, Google that, swords used in Fallujah with machine guns and grenade launchers, and they admit they plan to use these against the citizenry. And that's why the globalists want these systems, because they can have robotic aircraft, robotic drones, robotic predators, robotic reapers, AI systems, AI combat robots that will kill and can be delivered by robotic troop ships themselves or robotically dropped with parachutes. And then the elite can launch whole military operations without having to have troops follow the orders. Like a General Fox Fallon says no to Bush on attacking Iran, they can launch drone attacks on Iran. Skynet is not something out of the movie Terminator. The Pentagon has called the system Skynet. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, that's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future and thank you.
As you already know, drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad.
I remember when I first got on the air 13, 14 years ago, people sending me documents and books and materials about Patton being murdered. And now they've got government documents. They've got proof. If you Google General Patton murdered by CIA, you get the Sunday Express. You get the London Telegraph. You get mainstream news. And the guy that really ferreted out all these latest documents to prove this and why they did it joins us now, Robert Wilcox, author of Target Patton, The Plot to Assassinate General George Patton. Since he was on earlier in the year, I think it was January, it's now gotten a lot of attention, And people say, well, this happened 60 years ago. Why does it matter? It shows you who runs our government, who runs our country, and for police and military out there to know that all of you are expendable, too. And the people running our nation wrapped themselves in the flag. Patton didn't want to give Germany to the Soviets. He didn't like putting millions of Germans in camps or, more importantly, U.S. troops. This is on record. That were grabbed out of German prisoner of war camps, and tens of thousands in the U.S. military just said, keep them. Yeah, Joe, they're a present to you. That's what they think of you. So this is on record. And so to recap what happened to Patton, the documents, what's coming out, what the family's saying, and where this is going is the author of Target Patton, Robert Wilcox. Robert, good to have you on with us today.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me back.
You bet. It's a quick segment now, long segment coming up. But, I mean, tell folks in a nutshell about the book and the aftermath of these documents and materials coming out now.
Well, Patton, I think I could go before a grand jury and get an indictment. But, you know, talk motive first. He wanted to fight the Russians. He was livid, like you said, about all the POWs that were left there. He just didn't think it was right that we should liberate from the Nazis and then give it to the Russians. And he also knew secrets that would have taken down some of the great potentates of our lives. Eisenhower, for instance, a great diplomat, but a terrible war fighter. The war could have been over maybe in September of 44. Think of the lives that would have been saved if they'd have let Patton go, but they
didn't. The globalists wanted the Cold War continue.
They didn't want him to go on. And you know, he was a guy like you never see today. You know, a guy who believed things and said them and stood on principle. And he wanted to go and fight the Russians. And they weren't going to let it happen because at that time, the American government was big buddies with the Russians. And it's even worse than that.
Uncle Joe Stalin, who'd killed 60 million of his own people. Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe, that's what FDR used to call him. And, you know, FDR was convinced that Stalin was a great man, that Russia was a great country, and that they were needed to keep the world a better place after the war. And so that in a nutshell, those two are the biggest reasons. He wanted to fight the Russians, and he was going to tell secrets about people that would have stopped them cold.
Wasn't the last straw from reading your book, but previously also looking into it, that he said, I'm going to talk about how our POWs are in the Russian hands. And they said, that's it. Killing.
Well, I can't say that, Alex. I can't say. All I can tell you is that the Wild Bill Donovan, and what the book does is I found eyewitnesses. The man who says that he staged the accident. That eventually ended in Patton's death. Douglas Posada was an assassin for the OSS, and he had a meeting with Wild Bill Donovan, who was the head of the OSS. And Wild Bill Donovan didn't report to anyone except for the president and possibly the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And there were a series of meetings, and this thing started off with a stop Patton, which is a matter of record. They stole his gas, preventing him from going into Germany and ending the war earlier. But after the war, when they used him to win the war, then they had a meeting with Patton, actually only one man, Donovan did. And I've gotten Posada's diaries, as well as interviewing him before he died. And basically at that meeting, they said, look, we have this great general. He's done great things for us, but now he's threatening to ruin everything. And you've got to stop him, Douglas. And Douglas said, what do you mean, sir? And he said, well, you do what you have to do. And Douglas said, you mean kill him? Yes, you do what you have to do. And this is after about eight meetings that progressed from stop Patton, which they did by taking his gas, and not allowing him to end the war when he really could have done so, and the Germans will tell you so. This was at the point where he'd roared through France, and he put the Germans in disarray. And at that point, they'll tell you, they could have been defeated. All of their armies were streaming back into Germany, and he knew it, and he could have killed them. He could have stopped them.
But, yeah, he had their main force cut off on the Western Front. He'd done a flank on them. But God forbid that. You got to give it to the Soviets. They've got to set up East Germany.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, the social control freaks, the bureaucrats that have to have control, so they give it to their bureaucratic buddy, Uncle Joe. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Back to our guest here in just a moment. I want to ask him how he got involved in researching all this. People can say ancient history. This is so important to what then happened in our world and gives you a mindset to the establishment running things today. Because as ruthless as they were back then, they were choir boys compared to the folks running things today in the West. Before we go back to our guest, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is Diginet Personal Audio Video Recorder. I want to tell you about our sponsor, Diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, Diginet.net, where you can get the highest quality surveillance gear for the best prices, and I mean the best prices. Everyone should have one of their DigiPens. This unit is a video and audio recording device disguised as a pen. As an unbiased witness, it can always be at your side, ready to help, and is admissible as evidence in court if necessary. With 2 and 4 gig models, you can record 2 hours or more of continuous audio video, and you will not believe the quality when you see it for the first time. Check it out by clicking on the Diginet banner on InfoWars.com. You can view the video. All you have to do is just plug the pen directly into your computer's USB port. With the date and time listed on the video, you will be able to use the pen as solid evidence in court. Go and see more of the other amazing surveillance equipment, like a little system they put in your car that's hidden cameras, very inexpensive and goes on a little SD card, with prices and quality that can't be beat. Diginet.net. That's Diginet. Infowars.net or click on the banner at Infowars.com. Also, there is Frontsight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? The founder of the Frontsight Firearms Training Institute is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to offer you this deal, and it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too. Don't miss out. Frontsight.com today and get your training and free gun. That's Frontsight.com, FrontSight.com, or visit them by clicking on the banner at Infowars.com today. All right, going back to Robert Wilcox, author of Target Patton. Before we continue with the assassination, what it's been like now that your book's out, the diaries confirmed, the eyewitnesses, the documents, all of this, if you had any repercussions, have you talked to Patton's family, his heirs, his ancestors?
No, they've been strangely silent. I tried early on in the beginning of writing this book to get in touch with them because I think they have either information or archives that really could help a person like myself who knows a lot more than anyone else about it simply because I've been working on it for 10 years. But there's been no real discussion from them. There was something posted on Amazon that someone said, "Why do you bring this up?" And it's the Kennedy syndrome. You know, they don't want to hear about it. I think they think it besmirches their hero's reputation. But this has to be put out in the open because he was a great patriot, and what happened to him was terrible, and we need to get the finalization on it. There's still stuff to come out. I have heard from people. I always thought that I would open up a can of worms and they'd just come roaring in, but I think we're too far away from it. But I've heard from various people. For instance, The scene of the accident in which Patton was hurt at and subsequently died from, all types of mysterious people were over it. And one of them is identified in my book who we could identify, but one in particular, a very mysterious figure. Well, someone called me and said, "I knew that man, and I once talked to him about somehow the Patton death came out, and he turned blue and ran away, but walked away, and we never heard from him again. He was a friend in this circle of friends. And that showed to me that, well, he must have had some guilt about the thing. So the reaction has just been continual, a lot of praise for the book. Believe me, I spent 10 years at it. I'm a professional writer. I just look for stories. I don't go after things just to go after things. I look for good stories. This one was brought to me by my cousin, who is an international private eye investigator, has a firm of his own, who told me that he knew of Bezzada, this person who eventually confessed to me that he had actually set up the accident, the strange accident. And when I went to Bezzada, let me say that he never would have talked to me had he not had a stroke. This man lived his entire life as what he called a clandestine. This is the very secret persons. And during the war, he was an assassin. One of the first things I did after he told me his story, he had been a Jedburgh, which was a really courageous. This was the beginning of our special forces. He had jumped behind enemy lines, behind the German lines. His job was to organize the Maquis against the Germans when they were fighting back at D-Day. He did all that tremendous story about him, and I went to the National Archives, and I dug up everything he told me, and it was all true. This man was sterling as far as what he had told me. And then, as it went on, and we continued to interview, he then told me about, at first, the story was that he knew about this, and that's what my cousin had told me. But it developed finally, and it was obvious as we talked more about it, that he had actually been the guy he was talking about that he knew about. And so Douglas Posada, this OSS assassin, and the OSS is the forerunner of the CIA, got the order from Wild Bill Donovan to do this. And the other part of that, the other strong part of that, was that there was an intelligence officer with the CIC, that was sort of the FBI of the Army, with Patton's forces. And after the war, he found out about the plot from the Russian side. And let me state right now that this was an OSS NKVD operation. Stalin ordered the hit of Patton as well. And by the way, the OSS and the NKVD were in collusion. And this is all in Target Patton, something that very few people know about.
Well, by the way, sir, separately talking to other historians and folks, I mean, deep with the Russians, even after the Cold War starts, giving them the nukes, giving them the factories, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the opal factories. I mean, the same crap, U.S.-made goods going through Russia to North Vietnam during that war. This was two military-industrial complexes propping each other up. I mean, that's a side issue, but it's just that in history, we just get continual validation from research like yours.
No, I don't think it is a side issue. I think it's right to the core of the thing, because one of the things that has come out is how deeply embedded the Russian communists, Stalin's agents, were in our government at the time of the Second World War. Nobody knows this. It's only come out now because of Venona. Venona was our breaking of the Russian codes, and this has been kept top secret all the way to the end of the 90s. And what we did is we knew, you know, all this talk about McCarthy being, you know, a crazy man and he didn't know what he was talking about. Everything he said was true. Whatever he was, he was being fed some information from this Venona. The Russians had top level agents all the way to the top of the government, right into FDR's office. I mean, they were.
Well, let's go over some of that, because in the last 4 or 5 years, I've seen New York Times, Washington Post headlines, even Russian headlines, McCarthy was right, secret documents released show that it was giant, but that it was a shared deal. There were U.S. agents there, and at the level of the Fabian socialist, like Dr. Carol Quigley wrote at Georgetown in 69, Bill Clinton's mentor, the bankers just wanted somebody to consolidate, fascist, communist, socialist, they don't care. So I would say it's all... You know, that's kind of like eugenics came from the U.S. and England to Hitler. So it isn't that there were Nazis in America. The Nazis' daddy was in America and England. You know, it's not that the Soviets were infiltrating us. It was that the British intelligence was their daddy. You know, it's so sophisticated how they create the enemies and they create the conflicts. But go ahead.
Well, you know much more about that than I do. All I know is the Patton connection, and I do know that Patton was up against a government, the FDR administration, which was totally infiltrated by Russian agents who were bound and determined to get rid of Patton and to get rid of anybody who would stand up to the Russians. As far as it went further, I wasn't able to deal with that, but I mean, it was just rife, and so. I think we were talking about Patton and exactly what had happened to him. And Patton had been banished from his jobs in Europe after the war. They didn't need him anymore. He was going to go home and he was going to tell all these secrets and he was going to fight to get us to fight Russia. And it was the last day before he was to go home. And he was driving down in his Cadillac touring car, a lonely road, and all of a sudden a truck comes up. They actually had stopped at a railroad track, and there are three people in Patton's car. There's Patton in the back seat. There's his general aide named Gay, General Gay, and a driver. And up ahead, as they're waiting for this train to go by, they're stopped at the track. They see a truck. It's an army truck, and it's way in the front of them, but it's stopped on the side of the road. Well, when the train goes by, this truck, they start up, and this truck starts up towards them. Very, very suspicious situation. And then it comes right almost abreast of them and suddenly turns in front of Patton. And the driver can't do anything but try to turn his car, and they have a collision. It's not a big collision, but it's almost a large area in the back seat. He's said to have flown forward, hit his head, broken his neck there, and then come back on top of General Gay. Posada told me that he was in they were looking at and commenting on all the clumps of war refuge. And right at that point where the accident happened, Posada was behind there with another Russian agent, and he shot a specially designed weapon. Didn't shoot bullets. It shot a bolt, which would look just like from an accident. And Patton was looking out the window, and the last thing he's supposed to have said, according to Gay, was, "Look at that." And then, bam, this accident occurs. That was the moment that he could shoot. And Posada was a world-class shooter. I mean,
and it's a kinetic energy weapon. I mean, they know it's a heavy weapon. They know it's going to bash. It's going to hurt somebody to make it look like they're hurt. If it doesn't break the neck, it doesn't matter because you get to kill them once they're in the ambulance or at the hospital.
This is exactly right. You know, the CIA, if you read their manuals, the best way to kill someone and make it look like an accident is an accident, because that's what everybody figures is going to happen. Anyway, Patton ends up with a broken neck and a tremendous gash across his going from the bridge of his nose all the way to the top of his head. You could literally lift the flap of skin up and see the bone. And he's bleeding to death. He's paralyzed. And they, I'm telling you, at least 100 people came out of the woodwork. Generals, ambulances. It was just strange. This is a lonely road on a Sunday morning, and they just came out of the woodwork. Anyway, Patton is not taken to a hospital there in the city where he is. He's taken down to Heidelberg, which is about 30 miles away. They figure he's going to die, but he's really, really strong, and he begins to rally, and he's doing so well that they're going to fly him home. This is 1945. This is December 45, but it would have been a terrible trip for anybody who wasn't really strong. And just before he's about to go home, he has a sudden downturn. And if you'll read in Target Patton how the Russian, there is later on a Russian who actually goes to one of the Patton grandchildren and says, we actually poisoned him. So they knocked him off. They poisoned him. That's the way you get them. You know, if you can't get them in the actual accident, then they go to the hospital, and then it's easy to get to them in various ways and kill him. There was no autopsy of Patton. That's another strange, strange thing.
So we see this over and over again. Why do you think the family's silent? Because they're scared of the system?
I just can't answer that question. I always go back to the Kennedys. Why are they silent and won't let people? It's because I think either they know something they don't want to get out, or they feel it's besmirching their,
I know most of them are scared. I know a lot of times women, when their husbands get murdered, come out and start saying something. The cops come and threaten them and then say, look, your kids are going to be all right if you shut up.
Well,
and I have, you know, Kennedy's secretary went public and said it was an inside job. And, of course, said that Jackie believed that. And I've talked to the eyewitnesses that talked to the secretary. So we know that goes on. We know that JFK Jr. was reopening an investigation when he died. So
they will not talk about it in the same way that the Patton family would not talk about it. But it is all, you'll also read in Target Patton that Mrs. Patton suspected something because she hired two private eyes to find out. She wasn't satisfied at the end what had happened. Those private eyes, I don't know what happened to their reports. And this brings up the other thing. After all of those people at that accident scene, the next thing I did is I went to the National Archives to find the reports by the MPs who were there. We know they were there. Nothing is there. Every report is gone. We're not talking.
So then you have the evidence of the cover-up. A famous death happens. And there's no report of it, but there would have been a report for a regular private being killed.
Oh, absolutely. And we know the reports were written. I know through other documents that I have found at the National Archives where these are mentioned that there were at least five reports or investigations.
Yeah. So the cover-up is evidence of the crime, one of the classic evidences, not to mention Kibono, who benefits. talking to the gentleman that shot him with the kinetic weapon, the special forces operative. Was he sad about doing this in hindsight? Is that why he was speaking up? I mean, murdering a great patriot?
A tremendous guilt about his whole life. He not only killed Patton, he killed you know, many people. Our own people, you know, the OSS. And this was the climate that it came from. In World War II, anybody who talked too much, if you were a clandestine, an operative, an OSS, if you're talking too much, they're going to get rid of you. And they did so. And we did it on many people in World War II. And he had killed many people. But he had stayed on in Europe, and he'd become a freelance. And he had a group. And they would do things like rescue colonel for the French from the Algerian. And he was guilt-ridden. And this is one of the reasons why he told me all this.
Well, we're going to have you back up, Mr. Wilcox, just to get into that founding moment of OSS and the CIA, because it's all the same tricks today, the near future. But we'll talk some more about this in the final segment straight ahead. The book is Target Patton. The website's Infowars.com. And don't forget, folks, we got the new anti-tyranny ball caps.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Yeah, I tried to plug them at the end of the last break, but we went to break. Can't hold the break. Satellite's triggered. We've got 3 new ball caps to spread the word about freedom. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to get people's faces. One is the Cole Bipper Minuteman flag with Don't Tread on Me with a snake. The other two are repeat of 1776, 1836, just south of Austin, Gonzales, Texas. They came to confiscate the cannon. The Mexican troops did, and the town put up a flag with a picture of a cannon on it. This has a rifle on it, and said, come and take it. And that war started. So those three great hats just went up today at InfoWars.com on the secure online video and bookstore / InfoWars gear area, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, of course, we're also simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Robert Wilcox, RobertWilcox.com is the website. You can buy the book anywhere on Amazon bookstores. I was in the bookstore 2 weeks ago, saw it there, prominently displayed, selling quite nicely. Target Patton, the plot to assassinate General George Patton. I want to have you back up again just on other conversations you had with this Special Forces hitman. But you're saying tremendous guilt. But I guess also, once they're doing these things, first they have you kill somebody who's bad, then somebody who's kind of bad, then you're killing heroes. You know, if you don't do the killing, he'd have been dead, wouldn't he?
Good point. Yeah, absolutely. And he said that to me many times. He knew that if he turned it down, he'd be killed. This was on a really interesting guy. He'd had attempts to kill him several times after the war, I guess, because he knew too much. But he would always say they weren't as good as me, and I was always able to take care of it. So, I wanted to say one thing that I thought that I would be able to at least go see a little piece of the crime, the scene of the crime, so to speak, because it had always been advertised that Patton's car was at Fort Knox in Kentucky. And I had the head of the Cadillac division. It was a 38 Cadillac, a touring car. Go down there with me, and what we found out was that the car was a fake. It had been rebuilt, and we know this because there's always a VIN number that's emblazoned into the metal somewhere, and we could see, and you'll see in the book how it's been scraped off.
It's the same thing with Kennedy. They rebuilt the whole car, let no one look at it. They just do the same stuff over and over again.
Well, you know, in addition to all of the records being taken out, which is absolutely a cover-up there, they got rid of the scene of the crime, so to speak. You can't find it.
While you were investigating this, did you ever get any threats or anything spooky?
In the beginning, it was real spooky, but, you know, I don't know whether I was seeing shadows or what, but because my cousin was helping me, and he deals with spooks and so on, and what we did was we took all my files and we spread them around so that if anything happened to me, nothing, you know, they would not be, he would have them and would know where to go to make them public. But since then, no, I think I'm, they're just too old. I don't think that anybody's going to get me on this. You know, they just...
It's just so disgusting. I mean, if you're going to kill a decorated general because he wants our POWs not to be given to the Russians, you know, that they captured in German camps, I mean, how low does it go? And Donovan and all those guys were pure trash. That much is clear. And their great-great-grandsons and grandsons and progeny are running things today. Hell, David Rockefeller was in there with them at the time all this was going on. And he's still alive. I mean, this is just trash, cold-blooded, reptile-type trash.
It is.
And Mr. Wilcox, I want to have you back up in a few months just to get into all these other great stories and documents and more on Target Patton. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks so much, Alex. Great being with you.
Great being with you, another patriot exposing these people. Yeah, for any of you that are getting into government service, the CIA ads I hear on radio and see on TV, look out what you're getting involved in. You're getting involved in some very criminal stuff. And if you're a good person, they're going to kill you or you're going to lose your soul. Free transmission starts now. Jam-packed transmission. Infowars.com on the audio stream. Don't forget the free podcast. Great job, crew!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.